7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reason. Cause when them then thing go the people way. One day them dead, 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 not dead yet. Small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead. When them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, they're so far.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, the Shabaka Stone, Booker T. Coleman, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, the book Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James, beginning for our sessions on page 139. These original ancient African teachings that the ancient African Hebrews brought forth for us today, that we may embark upon the magnificent, and I believe I want to say magnanimous, task of creating the new society, new civilization, kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven. But we have to go back to Africa to study the ancient African teachings and understand that Old Testament Bible is ancient African Hebrew scientist teaching of what the ancient Africans taught. These are African Hebrews. And then the New Testament is a teaching of the ancient African Hebrews to the European Greek poor working class, that they may get up and stand up. And even when we say Quran, Prophet Muhammad studied all of this ancient African teaching and was able to produce Quran. So we are tasked with this wonderful job. And we have to go back to Africa to understand these scriptures. And never before have I been able to understand as much as I understand at this moment. And we want to keep growing. So let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Waters is Mayim, masculine, 4325, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Water, water of feet, water of urine, because we're dealing with that watery reality of the seed of life called sperm, which is noon, that original hydrogen, fire, plasma, greenish water original water masculine seed of life, germ of life called sperm. And so, and the gods and the goddesses, because the word God is Elohim, gods and goddesses, the gods and the goddesses said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Divide is badal, and divide the waters from the waters. So you have that original reality of the original waters, sisters and brothers. But now you have the waters that are the waters that we see in the seas and the oceans and so on. And verse 7, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. So we're looking once again, the original mother-father principle, these original waters of Nun, the almighty person, the almighty father, sacred masculine personified as Nun. These original waters were in the space and womb of the almighty mother, sacred feminine personified as Nonet. That original time, all at one, all at rest. But now we see that Ptah, that concept of turbulence and energy, and then we see chaos, and then we see Atum is bringing order to the chaos. So Atum, the gods and the goddesses, Atum dividing the waters from the waters. So you had that original waters of Nun. Now you have the waters that we drink, which is the seas and the oceans and the water that we drink. And there's a division between the original waters of Nun and the waters that we drink every day and see in the oceans and whatnot. And the borderline of the waters, the shoreline, the borderline, that is feminine, because the space is the womb. The space that the waters occupy, that space, that borderline, that encompassing reality is the womb. That's the mother principle. All right. And it was so. 3651. Kin, adjective, therefore, then, for as much. So hitherto, from here on, this was so. Isn't that interesting? Verse 8, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. So the gods and the goddesses, they called, speaking, water waves, sound waves, light waves, the firmament, Rakia, is masculine, that portion that separates the original waters from the waters on earth, that masculine principle, masculine reality. And Shemayim looks to me like the word shaman. The shamans, male and female, connect to the heavens that we may get spiritual direction. It says in the evening and the morning. Evening, Erev, evening, night, sunset, evening, sunset, night. This is masculine. And the morning, the word morning, 1242, Boker. This is masculine, Hebrew side, morning, break of day, end of night, daylight, sunrise, bright joy after a night of distress, next day, morning. I wonder if this, what is the root of this word? I'm just curious. The root of the word mourning is to inquire, consider, to reflect. So in the morning time, Bakar, we reflect and we think and we pursue knowledge and so on. Where the second day and day is Yom and masculine in the African Hebrew, day, time, year. So we're talking about the division of time, and we're talking about Ha, which is father, masculine, infinity, and Hahet, which is mother, feminine, and finite. These two realities giving us the concept of time. And verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. Place, makom, is masculine, a standing place, a station, a post, an office, also seen as land and region. And let's see, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. Usually land is eretz, and that is feminine, but we're dealing here with the verb appear, which has to do with sight, and sight is ra'ah, appear is ra'ah, to see, to perceive, to have vision. But the word for eyes in the African Hebrew language is a masculine feminine word, because we see through masculine and feminine. And verse 10, and God called the dry land earth. God here is Elohim. This should be gods and goddesses. The word called, kara, call, speak, sound power, word power, sound power, word waves, sound waves. The word dry, kabasha or yabasha, 3004. The word dry ground, dry land. This is feminine. So we see the feminine coming in again. And the word for earth is eretz, 776 Hebrew side. This word is feminine because we're looking at the earth as a womb that receives the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that we know are the waters of Nun, the Father, the Almighty, and the Nonet, sacred feminine, is the womb, space, heavens, receiving that water. And so the earth is seen as the mother principle, receiving water, receiving seed of life, receiving germ of life, sperm, life substance, watery substance, so that the earth can give birth to life and vegetation and so on and so forth. Now, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. The work of gathering together, the work of mikveh. This is a masculine noun, mikveh, 4723, Hebrew side. So this work is bringing order to chaos. This is atum. This is atum. And the word here means hope, ground of hope, things hoped for, outcome. This is interesting. The faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so when you're hoping for something, we are in a chaotic situation, a turbulent situation, and now we have the work called mikveh, that work of hope, that work of bringing order to chaos, that idea of things hoped for. Outcome, the outcome, the collection, collected mass. We said that noon is mass. Noon is material. So now we're collecting a mass together. We're collecting material together. And the root is a verb, 6960, to wait. Substance of things hoped for. Substance of things we are waiting for. To expect, waiting. To wait eagerly. To lie in wait. To wait for. To linger for. To collect. To bind together. We're looking at this great work of atum, the work of the atom, the work of Christ, the work of Adam. We are in a situation of chaos in this world. Warfare, bloodshed, lies, fictitious narrative, hatred, division. Not separate like we are reading about here for the collective good, but in this world, division for destruction. So we now are hoping for an outcome. The outcome we are hoping for, that we are mikveying, is truth, justice, and righteousness. And the actual verb is kavah. Kavah, 6960, Hebrew side. Ka in Egypt, Kemet, is spirit. So there's a spirit here. Kaba, the work, the verb of collecting together for an outcome. And so the gods and the goddesses collected the mass together. Atum is bringing order to chaos. Atum, gathering together the waters, called he seas, 3220. Seas, masculine noun, sea, any sea. A river, seas, called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And the word God here is gods and goddesses, and they saw, ra'ah, to see, to inspect, to perceive, to have vision, to find out, give attention to, discern, to see, to behold. And so the gods and the goddesses, Nun, Nonet, Ha, Harhet, Kuk, Karket, Amun, Amonet, Ptah, Atum, saw that the work that they went about was good. Now, I want to, I believe, go to Christ. And after we go through Christ and a couple of other things, we'll end these sessions with the examination of Exodus chapter 14 and understand that we are like the African Hebrew Israelite nation and that we must rebel against the modern day Hyksos and begin a new nation of human beings that will stand for truth, justice, and righteousness and build the new society, the new civilization of the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. And we must understand the business of atoms, the business of the universe, the organization of the universe, the understanding of dialectical polarity, dialectical materialism, sacred masculine, working together with the sacred feminine. The universe is a reflection of our minds. Our minds are our universe. And our universal mind, whether you are a man or a woman, we all act on the universal mental principles of sacred divine masculine in unison, in union with sacred divine feminine. Now, when you run Christ, when I was reading a book by Brother Oba Tshaka, If you have been following my broadcast, you will know that about a year ago, 6 months to a year ago, I began to go into quantum physics and quantum mechanics and string theory and theory of relativity and the teaching of the atom. And Brother Obatashaka talked about the Dogon. You see, all of these principles were all over Africa, in the Congo, in Africa, Egypt, Kemet, in Ethiopia, and the Dogon. And we all had the principles of four couples, four gods, four goddesses coupled, masculine, feminine, masculine, feminine, masculine, feminine, masculine, feminine. And these teachings of the universe, and the teachings of creation, and the teachings of dialectical materialism, and the teachings of the atom, and the teachings of chaos, and the teachings of bringing order to chaos, and the teaching of the original reality being all as one and all at rest. All of these principles taught all over Africa. So I'm reading Brother Obatashaka's book, Generation Gap, Integration Trap. And in his book, he began to go into the science, Brother Obatashaka. He began to go into the Dogon teaching and showed how the Dogon teaching gave us today's sciences of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, theory of relativity, teaching of the atom, the same teaching we have been teaching from the Kemet perspective. The Dogon had a perspective. The Congo had a perspective. South Africa, African people had a perspective, all teaching their perspective on these same principles that are the common denominator of the universe. Now, as I was reading that, I was yet teaching Bible, teaching scripture, going into the definitions of the words, and I began to see Christ and began to go into the etymology of the word Christ. Now, the word Christ comes from the word in the European Greek, and remember, the African Hebrews took this African teaching and gave it to the European Greek poor working class oppressed proletariat masses that they may bring order to their chaotic situation fighting against the ruling class of Rome, because Caesar was in power making chaos, hell, death, and destruction all over. And so the European Greek sisters and brothers needed this teaching that they may fight the ruling class of Greece, and subsequently fight the ruling class of Rome, Caesar, and the Roman Empire, and bring order to their lives. And they in Europe, Greece, and we in Africa, and Asian sisters and brothers in Asia, and all over, we would, with this teaching, bring order to turbulence, order to chaos, by understanding all of these principles. Now, as I was hitting the definition of Christ, and I said, let me run the etymological route to Christos. Christ, Christos, 5547, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Greek side, Christos. And I said, hey, I'm looking at that which is called the Big Bang, and that which is called quantum physics, quantum mechanics, study of the atom, and I'm looking at Adam right here in the etymological root words of Christos, all here all along that we didn't know. And so when you start with Christos, this word is given to us as defined as anointed. Luke chapter 4 verse 18, Christ is the power that delivers the oppressed from the oppressor, delivers us from all oppression. This is the purpose of Christ and Christos. This is the purpose of the anointing. So I ran the route and let me go all the way to the root and then come back to Christos. And we're going to take our time with this because we need to understand this teaching and know that that which is called Big Bang, that which is called quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that which is called the study of the atom, this teaching, this ancient African teaching has been right here all alone. The etymological root word that is the polarity, or I should say the end in the etymological root words of Christos is chasma. 5490. When you run the etymological root words of Christ, Christos, all the way to the end, you come to 5490 Greek side. Now remember what we said about the abyss and the watery, the waters of noon and the germ of life, seed of life called sperm, and the space womb and heavens and nonet. All right. The root word of Christ is chasma, 5490. This is defined as a gaping opening, a chasm, a gulf. Well, that right there is nonet, nonet, that sacred mother, sacred feminine, that space, that womb of the heavens in which Nun, the father, sacred masculine, emitted the waters of Nun, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, into nonet, or into this chasm. Big Bang talks about the empty space and the filling of this empty space with light and sound. And the light and sound brought with it the material world. And then from there, you see fire, and the fire throws off, and you have the various sun, moon, stars, and planets and entities began with that fiery plasma waters. But here we have chasma, which is the gulf, the opening. And now this opening must be filled. And then you come to the next word, going back to Christos. The next word is Kamon. And this is 5494. Hebrew side, Greek side. We're in the Greek now because the African Hebrews gave this teaching to the Greeks. So the next in the etymological root words coming back to Christos is Kamon. And I hear Ka. I hear Ka. I hear spirit. I hear African Hebrew Kemet Ka. Kamon, masculine noun. This is masculine noun. And this is winter. This is stormy. This is rainy weather. This is tempest. This is dealing with water. Rainy weather is water. Water. So water here. This is noon. This is the waters of noon. And when the waters fall, you're in the winter. The waters of noon that are called here Kamon, masculine, 5494. And so the waters do what? They fill that empty space. Now they had chasma as neuter, but we know that chasma is nonet. She is that empty space that Nun will fill with his waters, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, the material waters, the plasma, that original waters will fill that chasma, that space. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Selassie people.